The Time Domain Spectroscopic Survey. Changing Look Quasar Candidates from Multi-Epoch Spectroscopy in SDSSIV, by Paul J. Green et al. Active galactic nuclei, AGN, can vary significantly in their rest frame optical, UV emission, and with strong associated changes in broadline emission, on much shorter timescales than predicted by standard models of accretion disks around supermassive black holes. Most such changing look, AGN, and at higher luminosities, quasars, CLQs, have been found via spectroscopic follow-up of known quasars showing strong photometric variability. The Time Domain Spectroscopic Survey of SDSSIV has instead obtained repeat spectroscopy of large numbers of previously known quasars, with spectral epochs separated by months to decades. Our visual examination of these repeat spectra for strong broad-line variability yielded 61 newly discovered CLQ candidates. We quantitatively compare spectral epochs to measure changes in continuum and H-beta broad-line emission. Defining a CLQ by AS/N threshold of at least 3 sigma on variability of broad H-beta emission, we find 19 CLQs, of which 15 are newly recognized. Since the parent sample includes only broad-line quasars, our study tends to find objects that later dim, i.e., turn off CLQs. However, we nevertheless find 4 turn-on CLQs. We study the response of both H-beta and MG2 emission lines to continuum changes. The Eddington ratios of CLQs is low, and or their H-beta broadline width is large relative to the overall quasar population. Repeat quasar spectroscopy in the upcoming SDSSV Black Hole Mapper program promises to reveal significant numbers of CLQs, helping to further our understanding of the frequency and duty cycle of such strong variability, and constrain the physics and dynamics of the phenomenon. This was the Time Domain Spectroscopic Survey. Changing Look Quasar Candidates from Multi-Epoch Spectroscopy in SDSSIV, by Paul J. Green et al.